We'll move on to number 26, and if some of you are really following along, you'll see that I skipped number 24. It's because my pal Mark wasn't feeling well, and Emmett was pitch hitting for him, and Emmett's doing a radio show, so we're going to pick him up. Oh, he's back now. Do you want to do it now or later? Okay, good. I didn't see you behind Director Simpson there, so. We'll move on to. I'm not done yet.
With a fist fight.
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
Yeah. So we'll move on to number 26, fall law enforcement efforts. Sam, you're going to do this one?
Good morning, everybody. My name is Ben Stillon, law enforcement chief for South Dakota Game and Fishing Park. Just going to do a quick fall update. Some of our law enforcement efforts have been going on in Game and Fishing Park law enforcement. Before we start that, you know, I heard it yesterday just a couple times talking about officer vacancies, so I thought I'd just give you guys. We're quick on the wrap. Things are trending out 14 to 15 vacancies. We just had one of our officers up in the Northeast planning on retiring, being Schultz after a 22-year career, so that's one more. But the good news is we got 12 officers in different stages of training, and you know, we just made conditional officers, and we're starting the background process, so we got an officer that should be being stationed here in a month. I fully anticipate in 6 months from now, we're going to be right around that 4 to 5 vacancies. And with that, we're going to also open up applications again in the spring to hopefully fill those. So, you know, there's always going to be some unanticipated things that come up, maybe a retirement year or something to that effect. But I just wanted to share that with you guys that, you know, yeah, we do have some vacancies right now, but we have 4 officers in the field training process. We have 4 officers in the academy right now. They just started a couple weeks ago, and they should be hitting the field in, you know, March with their field training and in place by summer. And then we got 4 backgrounds that are being done right now. So a lot of good work there. Our officers, our training staff are putting in a ton of work on that. And so I just wanted to share that with you all real quick because I heard that yesterday a couple times and just want to let you know where we're at there. So things are going in the right direction. Just going to share, you know, our fall updates called I do have one really an item of information. You know, Commissioner Olson, you asked me yesterday a little bit about the public land archery deer hunting, you know, and so I was curious there, and I did some checking through our database. You know, the most common violation that would be a violative conditions of license or hunting in a wrong unit, which is ARSD, it's Class 2 misdemeanor. So I went through our database and I found 32 total citations issued this fall for that. So I went through each one. Three of them were for non-residents, and only one of those was for that that issue that you were talking about there. It was somebody that hunted prior to the October 1 date. So they had the right tag. They were just out there a little too early. So I just wanted to share that. You piqued my interest when you posed that question yesterday, so I wanted to look into it a little bit more. So, with that, if you guys had any questions for me?
On that, Sam, with that non-resident hunter that was in before the season started for him or her, did they lose their license then?
No, they would not lose their license. They were issued a citation. You know, that one is not revocable. Had they had a deer already, then it would have been unlawful possession of that deer, and then, yes, they would have lost the license at that point in time.
Okay. Appreciate that. Any questions for Sam? Commissioner Loggan.
Sam, this is Commissioner Loggan here. I've always looked for an opportunity to compliment your staff on a great job. I saw them do on a road check back in October, I believe, of 2021. They were in the Summit area, and I just pulled over and sat there for a while and observed what was going on. And everything I saw was very professionally done. And it wasn't the nicest day. It was a Sunday, and it was raining and spitting a little bit, and they were out there really doing a fantastic job.
I appreciate that, Commissioner Loggan. I was on a few road checks this year, too, and there was one where I didn't have enough clothing in my truck to stay warm, and it was a cold, windy West River deer opener, but our officers were out there, and you can just see them interact with the hunters and the anglers that come in. You know, there's a lot of professionalism. There's some handshakes, there's some jokes. You know, a football game may be on the radio, and you might stick your head in and listen for a little bit. So, and I would encourage any of you commissioners, if you have a desire to do that, just reach out to me, and we'll set you up with that, and you can see what our officers are doing.
Yeah, thanks, Sam. Go ahead, Commissioner Bartling.
Thank you, Commissioner Bartling. Thank you, Sam. As far as the new recruits or the new potential employees coming on, are those individuals, are they South Dakota residents, or are we recruiting from out of state, or what are we seeing there? And then secondly, can you provide maybe at some point in time what areas of the state are lacking conservation officers? I would just be curious on my own part to just kind of know what areas of the state really do need to have some coverage. Thank you, Sam.
Commissioner Bartling, great question. We see a blend of in-state and out-of-state applicants. It's about 50-50. We have resident officers right now. We have, so I told you there were four going through the
Sam, I'd just say too, I talk to, you know, our guys quite a bit whenever I get to see them out in the field, and during deer season, one of the frustrations they had is, you know, people calling in a trespasser, someone that's out on their land, and our guys, you know, drive all the way across the county, get out there. Sure as heck, the guy, yeah, I thought I was hunting on so-and-so's land, which we all know is BS, and I thought this was public, even though there isn't public land within 40 miles of where he's at. And then the CO goes back to the landowner and says, yeah, this guy is trespassing. What do you want me to do? Oh, just get him out of here. Well, we're not here to babysit property. And it's frustrating for those guys and gals that are out in the field to run into that. I mean, if you're the landowner, you know, grow a pair and press some charges. If somebody's out on your land, they aren't getting by with that in Moody County where I'm at, I'll tell you. So I just want to say thanks to our guys and gals that are out there, because it would be so frustrating to get to that juncture where you know you've got somebody, and then the landowner says, oh, no, I don't want to press charges. I just want them out of here. Well, so tell them to keep up the good work. They're doing a great job, and we certainly appreciate them.
I appreciate that, Commissioner Olson. Thank you. Thank you all for what you do.
All right. We'll go on to number 27, Rapid Creek Water Level.